for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Wednesday afternoon service of July the 3rd, 1996, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffees will be the speakers for this afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Revelation 18 tells us that they make merchandise of men's souls. And I know some mission people that have done that. They have brought the men in and literally made slaves out of them. They take them over. In Revelation 18, it said, the Lord gave this to me one time about a mission, and I was real upset about it. And I said, this is literally what they had done, what they were doing. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 12, verse 11 says, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. And you can read this, and Tommy teaches on it a lot, but this bit I wanted to show you this. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of precious, most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And anything that puts a soul in bondage, they make merchandise of them. And God doesn't want it. And He's trying to tell us, to show us that He wants us free. He wants us restored. He wants us. One thing about you get all your soul, you can begin to really believe again. Do you have trouble believing sometimes? I ask the Lord, I continually ask the Lord, restore, Lord, every part of me. And in the area of sickness, I taught in here one time in the area of sickness and the area of the sins of the fathers and the soul ties with the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers and grandfathers. If you want to know in the area of sickness, go back after some of the sicknesses that was on your mother or on your father. You know, go to a doctor and this also goes under the sins of the fathers when they ask you, did your father have heart attack? Did your father have cancer? Did your mother have cancer? Did your mother have this or did your father have that? And I was sitting there one day and I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, why is it so hard for me to lose weight? I wanted to lose weight and I need to. And I was just sitting there praying. I said, I diet, and I watch what I eat, and I do everything I know to do. I exercise, I work in the yard, I work outside all the time. And I said, Lord, why can't I lose weight? And the Lord just began to show me my mother, my sisters. And He said, my mother was real heavy. I had a sister that weighed over 300, I would say close to 400 pounds. Two sisters, and they had heart problems, they had high blood pressure, diabetes, and all of this. And I'm saying, Lord, what's that got to do with me? And He said, you need to break an evil soul tie over the family. He said, I'd already broken the curses from the sins of the fathers, but I wanted to know why I wasn't getting rid of this weight. And you said, well, quit eating so much. Well, I wasn't eating. I was doing a lot of fasting. And I was doing a lot of watching when I did eat or watch what I ate. And so I began to break soul tie between my mother and my sisters and me in the area of evil soul ties where they were so large. And that was, it was traveling down through the bloodline to me and through that soul tie. And when I broke it, I found it was so much easier to fast. I wasn't wanting food. I wasn't hungry. And it just it amazes me that as the Lord begins to show me these things, that as I do them, that it begins to work for me. See, I told you I have to share what I know because it's what works for me. And God is no respecter of persons. And so in the area of the sickness, I was having symptoms of heart problems. I mean, well, let's put this way. I just had pain in my chest and in my arm. And the devil tries you. You know, he tries the word. You say the Lord tries it, but the devil tries to make you believe it doesn't work. And so, and I know the Lord tries us. The word says the word will try you. And so I was working on this area, the overweight, I went after this heart thing because I've never had a heart problem. I never had a weight problem. And so when it began to work on me, I began to say, I want some answers, Lord, and I want to take care of it. And so I began to break that soul, evil soul tie of sickness and disease and the familiar spirit that would travel down through that soul tie to attack me and bring the diseases that my family had upon them. And I didn't want it on me. It began, and I began to see it work. Okay? Okay. We're going to get through in real quick, but let me give you a scripture in Ephesians on this, in the area of the children. Ephesians 5, verse 28. Well, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. If you are bound to your mother or father, you need to break a soul tie. Are you bound by your mama? Are you mama's, still mama's boy or girl? My baby's 41 or 2 years old. I stop and think. And let me tell you, if they move away from home and they have trouble staying away from home, break soul tie, evil soul tie with them. Call your soul back, get their soul out of you, turn them loose. The word says that a man and woman, when they marry, they're supposed to cleave one to another, not to mama and daddy. I got one amen. You know, it's hard for mamas to give up their children. Well, they're my children. I got to have them. No. Do you know that if you meet all their needs, they don't need God? And we've tried to meet every need they have. Instead of saying, hey, push them out of the nest. Say, go. Go. And make them go and stay. Let them have to depend upon God. And yet, people won't do it. They say, well, they need me. No, they don't. They're using you. And we're so bound to them. You know what it is? Mama won't turn them loose. Daddy wants them there. Oh, my children. God convicted me years ago about my children. I had an altar to them. I bet you got one, too. Pictures. I had a bedroom. I had 4 kids. One wall was for this kid and all of its children. Each one of them had a wall. Had all these pictures up there. My children, my grandchildren. And then as you came in my house, I had this table and I had this light. I didn't know I had an altar. I had a lamp sitting on this table and I had my grandbabies. Oh, my precious grandbabies sitting there. And you came in, if you didn't know somebody, I'd tell you about them. You see my grandkids? Aren't they precious? Well, everybody said, yeah, of course. Everybody was like, no. And God spoke to me one day, and he said, get rid of your altar. Well, I got an altar, God. Where is it, Lord? And the Lord says, look. He said, if people don't notice your children, you show them to them. And that was hard. I had to break a soul tie with all those. He said, and you had a soul tie with those pictures? Well, I lifted them up and made an altar for people to see my kids. And when I began to free myself from them, then they began to grow up. And they didn't come to mom and daddy for everything.
How many know the teaching of an eagle and its young? How many of you know it? Eagle Christians? I see hands everywhere. I don't see, there's a lot of them that don't raise your hands. An eagle, when it raises young, when that eaglet has gotten to the point where it's grown feathers. That mother eagle has been going out and getting food and bringing it back in, and he opens his mouth and the eagle sticks it down in his mouth and feeds him. But when he gets feathers and he gets old enough to fly, that old mother eagle will come in and she'll take a claw and she'll grab one little big limb in that nest and she'll pull it out. She'll get on the other side and she'll get another big limb under that nest and she'll pull that one out. And this little eagle said, "Oh, you're tearing up my house. This don't feel good anymore. These sticks in here now." And it was sitting in a bed of feathers and straw and string and
being fed
for everything. And here's Mama tearing up the house. And Mama completely tears up the house and throws it off the cliff. And down it goes, way down there. And then when it gets all of the house torn out, she gets over behind that little eaglet and she nudges it. And she nudges it. And she nudges it till she gets it out to the edge of that precipice. And then she pushes it off. And that little eagle goes sailing, just falling. Not sailing, but falling all the way down that side of that cliff. And that old mother eagle will drop off like this and she'll die. And just before that little eaglet hits the ground, she'll swoop right in under that. And that eaglet will land on her back. And she'll take that young eaglet and she'll go right back up where she pushed it from and set it down. And then she'll push it off again. And that little eagle will go screaming, "Mama, Mama, what are you doing? You're killing me."
You lost
Mama your man. Will dive again, just before it gets to the stones at the bottom, she'll swoop under it and it'll light right on her back and she'll raise back up again. And she'll do this till finally this little eagle finds out it's got something on each side of it. Mama's got them and they're big and I've got a pair of them too. And so about the fourth or fifth time he starts down, he starts flapping these things. And he finds out it holds him up and he begins to sail. And he begins to sow. I'm telling you this to say, we as parents hold on to our children. We don't give them an opportunity to fly, to soar. God wants you to soar. God don't want you just flying. He wants you to soar above all of this.
Amen.
And if we hold on to them, if that mother eagle had continued to feed that eaglet, it would grow up to be as big as she was and it would never learn how to fly.
That's right.
It would never learn. We hold our children. We never let them learn how to soar because we take care of every need. We keep feeding them. We keep them a good bed to sleep in. We feed them a good meal. If they get away from us and they get in trouble, they run back home and we fill that need. And they don't need God because they've got Mama and Daddy. Think about it.
So that's why it's so
important.
That's
why it's so necessary we turn loose our children.
To break those soul ties and turn them loose. Free you and to free them. And so I'm going to close with this. And just I got a few scriptures that I just want to throw out. Soul ties with animals. I know. We have soul ties with animals. Some people in Deuteronomy 27:21 talks about bestiality. But some people love animals so much more than that they make, because they have a soul tie with them. And they need to break a soul tie with them. They need to be free from them. That is something that I know a lot of people do, but I just want to read these out to you. And then soul ties with the dead. I think we had a young girl, a girl that was just a little bit older than my daughter. She's about 46, had a aneurysm or something and died just almost instantly, and she was had a twin sister, and her twin sister goes every day to the cemetery where her sister is. She knows nothing about deliverance, nothing about when. I'm not even sure this is, either one of them were saved. I don't know this, only the Lord knows that. But the girl goes to the Baptist church. But you know, a lot of people lose a loved one, and when they do, and they grieve. You know, God wants us. I mean, we can grieve. God doesn't mind that. But then if it's an ungodly, it just continues on and on and on. We need to break a soul tie with them. We need to free ourselves from them. And we are living. And we need to be free from those soul ties. The scripture on that was Psalms 49:15. It has soul ties as I went through that with ex-husband with children. And the word says, and I quoted these, and I'm going to give them to you right now, Psalms 23:3, He restoreth my soul. Psalms 19:7, and the law of the Lord converts our soul. Proverbs 11:30, He that when the souls is wise. You know, when I was in the Baptist church, they'd use that scripture and say, you know, he that wins souls is wise. Go out and get people converted. But that word winneth is to take and to bring, to fetch, to receive, and send for. Get the soul brought back. The soul. And if we begin to call back the soul of those around about us, our families and our own, the word says we're wise. And then Ephesians 5:27 says, give no place to the devil. When you know, the scripture tells us that a curse can't cause this to come. The devil can't do anything to you unless you open the door and let him. Once we get our souls back, someone asked me upstairs, how do you keep your soul once you get it back? You commit the keeping of it to the Lord. It's over in 1 Peter somewhere. I didn't get that scripture. But it says for us to commit our soul to the Lord. Hebrews 10:39 says, we're not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So we want all of our soul. And why do we want all of our soul? The biggest reason that we want, the main reason is that the word tells us that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our soul. Why do you think the devil wants it? Why does he want to remove it? It's to take it out so you and I can't love and obey God the way God wants us to do it. God's word says he restoreth our soul, and so I believe for God to restore our soul. And if you're wanting your soul back, begin to pray. And I don't think anybody that if you really believed that any part of your soul was missing, you'd want it back. I know there are a lot of people don't believe this, and that's okay. But I'll tell you this. Get into the Word. Doc ran some scriptures for me and brought me a notebook full of scriptures on the soul. I don't remember how many is in there, but I'm taking them home and doing a lot more studying because I know there's a lot more about the soul that we need to know. And I'm wanting to see people set free. And I'll tell you this, it's one thing that I have seen as I began to call, when I'm in my church and began to, after teaching on the soul and our people believe it, when I began to call their soul back, they just automatically start getting deliverance. Because see, every time the devil took a portion of our soul, he put something in its place. And so he can remove a part of the soul and give you a false personality in there, or whatever, you know, whatever he wanted to do before we came to Jesus. And so as the soul comes back, we see people begin to get deliverance from the things that was put in their soul and in them instead of their own soul. And to me, that's the most important thing, is to get our soul back so we can love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds. And God wants us to be made every whit whole. Amen? Okay, well, I'm going to turn this over to Jim and let him do some deliverance. If anybody wants deliverance this afternoon, is everybody delivered? We've had a lot of deliverance. Is everybody delivered? I've been in deliverance a long time, and I'm not delivered yet. I'm still working on it. I'm still believing the Lord to do it. I'm believing that God one of these days is going to get me totally delivered. Amen?
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Let me ask a question right here and now. How many of you, while you've been sitting here in this period of time, have you had a problem keeping your mind here? How many of you had it go over there or out there or, you know, somewhere? A whole lot of you, see. That's the soul being fragmented. If you can't control your mind and it skips here and there and over yonder and so on, then something is there fragmenting that soul, that mind, that emotion,
Amen.
That intellect.
Amen.
Just keeps it jumping. That's a failure to concentrate. And the reason that happens is the enemy wants to cause you to have other gods. Other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. God's calling us on the carpet. We're going to have to, as Christians, if we're going to go on with God, we're going to have to lay aside the false gods.
Amen.
There's an awful lot of us men that have the gods of sports.
Amen.
And they're going to have to come down, folks. You're either going to be all for God, or you won't be at all for God. God's a jealous God. He wants all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That's I praise the Lord for that. And you need, if you're a big sports fan, you might need to break a soul tie with a god of sports. It's violence. I forgot what all we ran it one time. Ran you guys that know more about it than me. I don't like any part of it, but you know what's involved in it: the yelling, the murder. I mean, they just soon kill somebody. You know what I mean? But anyways, praise the Lord. Jim's gonna come now, and we're gonna do deliverance. Okay? For those that want it.
I don't know whether I said it the other day when I started to minister deliverance, but deliverance is not a cure-all for everything you have. It won't do it. It's just not a cure-all. You need deliverance so you can serve your God, because He is going to do His utmost, the devil is, to keep you from serving God. Now, like Mildred says, I see a lot of this color hair out there. We figure maybe, well, you know, I have gone past an age that it's just, it don't bother me. You cannot serve God and the devil at the same time, and if the devil's in there, he's going to separate you from God. You can count on it. He's not dormant. He is for a while, but he doesn't stay dormant. He's going to move sometime, and as soon as he gets enough strength, let me show you how demons work. I've probably told you this before. If I call homosexuality off of you today, your anger is going to fly up and say, I'm not a homosexual. I didn't say you were a homosexual. I called a homosexual spirit. And that spirit probably is not even operating at all. But every time you open a door, not in homosexuality, but in sin, he brings in help, another demon. And when he gets strong enough, he'll take over. And you'll become a homosexual whether you want to or not. Now, I'm using that because that's the most repulsive thing I think we can think of, is being a homosexual. It works the same with any other thing in your life that demons take over. How many demons did that demoniac have? He had a legion. Anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 demons. And we say, well, I don't have any. Well, what are you doing in this place on earth if you don't have any demons? Why aren't you in heaven? Because you are capable of serving the God, our God, in the most perfect way if you're not influenced by Satan. Because, Brother Bill, there's going to come a time when he's not going to be here, isn't it? We're going to be free from that power for a long time, but that's not here yet. So I'm going to call. Well, my wife's giving me a list here. Praise the Lord. I've got something to call here today. But I wanted to encourage you. Again, they come out as yawns, hiccups, coughing, sneezing, or any way God wants them to come out. But normally we'll watch them come out that way. Normally. So, if you have something that goes all of a sudden down in your stomach, down in here, and it seems to kind of twitch a little bit, don't fight it. Say, come out of here. To yourself, don't talk out loud. I don't want you praying. Spirits don't come across the tongue of one praying in the Spirit. They won't move across that. I've never seen anybody get deliverance while they pray in the Spirit. Any of you all seen that? Tommy, you ever seen that happen while they prayed in the Spirit? I've never seen one get deliverance while praying in the Spirit. So you talk to them, but you talk to them in the mind. You say, no, you can't stay in there. If you whatever's in there that's not of the Lord, you've got to go. I'll not have you in my body. My God made me without you, and you have no right to be here, so come out. Now, that's your part of it. Don't worry about that person on either side of you, what they think about you. They got more than you got. They got just as many or more. So don't worry about them. They're fighting for themselves. If you want to be set free, you can be set free. Heavenly Father, let your glory just fall over this place. Let the Holy Spirit move right now. Touch the lives of this people. Those especially that are seeking to be set free. Father, Jesus came that He might set the captives free, to open prison doors and to open blind eyes. So we ask that this be operative today, that you would allow Jesus, our Lord and Savior, to move among the lives of this people this day to set them free, as I call the names of these demonic forces. And we believe, Father, that they have to go. And we walk in faith here to express ourselves to the degree that they cannot stay, because your word has declared it. I cover this people with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I seal this building itself, that nothing shall come in from the outside to give aid to any spirit that is in here. All the demons beyond here, I command them to move away in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call, Father, send angels to stand guard around us as we minister deliverance, and we thank and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That spirit of rebellion. Rebellion, you've got to go. Come out of there. Come out, spirits of rebellion. Loose them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have no place in God's family. Rebellion, you're a liar, a thief, and a robber. And I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Rebellion. Rebellion. Come out, come out. Also, rejection. Rejection, you've got to go. All those spirits of rejection. Oh, you can't stay. God has not rejected this people. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of them. Come out. Come out. You ladies here, I want to break a curse over you. Probably did it upstairs. I don't know, but maybe not. I break the curse of Eve. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in childbearing. I break that curse of Eve. I break the curse of pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I release you from that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. It works, people. I've seen it work. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know whether we have mothers to be mothers here, but I break that curse of Eve over you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curse of the ground in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the ground in the Jesus' name, and I command it to loose every person here in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of eating of blood in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break a curse of eating the fat in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I release you from the bondage of those curses in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break a curse of disobedience. Disobedience in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. That spirit of disobedience, I break your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus. That rebellion and disobedience, come out of them in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That curse of rebellion, I call rebellion out. Rebellion, you've got to go. Rejection, that curse of rejection. Family line curse of rejection. I call family line the bloodline curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call that family line curse of rejection out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I call fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. Loose them and come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. I call a men pleaser spirit out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of insanity. Spirit of insanity. I command that spirit of insanity. Loose them and let them go. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Madness. You can't stay. That spirit of madness. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of oppression. Oppression. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You can't stay. You cannot have them. You cannot stay in this body. You are there illegally. Now, we've broken curses. You have no right to stay. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those mind-binding spirits. Mind-binding. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. mind-binding spirits and mind-wandering spirits, all of you that held up your hand, mind-wanderers, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Oh, come out. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all those mind-wandering spirits, you can't stay. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call that memory recall spirit, especially the one that brings back the bad memories to us. I break the power of that memory recall over every person in the sound of my voice that brings back evil to the mind in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But I release that would bring the thoughts of God and the things of God back. I loose that spirit to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bad memory. I call that bad memory. You're a liar. You can't stay. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bad memory. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Loss of memory. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loss of memory and bad memory. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bad dreams. Nightmares. Nightmares and bad dreams. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I call that spirit of nightmares out in Jesus' name. That one that speaks to you while you sleep. That demon that opens you up to bring visions to you in your mind while you're asleep. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of incubus and that spirit of succubus I call in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Incubus and succubus, loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. I call a spirit of lust. Lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call sexual lust out. Sexual lust in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. I call lust for things. Lust for things out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move, 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 move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Curses, lust for clothing, lust for cars, lust for pleasure, lust for houses. Lust for sports. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. That's excessive. Anything excessive. I call the excessive out in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call the unclean demon out in Jesus' name. Unclean demons. Loose them. Come on out of there. Loose them and let them go. The unclean demon in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unclean. Shame. I call shame out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of shame. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of guilt. Guilt. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You're a liar, a thief, and a robber. I call a haughty spirit out. A haughty spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I call that spirit of Apollyon. Apollyon, the destroyer out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Destroyer. Destroyer. Abaddon and Apollyon. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Loose them. The destroyer and destruction. You've got to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Destruction. All that destruction. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. False humility. False humility. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. For he's highly exalted and given a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and beings under the earth, to the glory of God. Loose them and come out. You have no right. You will bow. You too will bow. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. False humility. False love. False love. You've got to go. Oh, that false love. Loose them and come out. Loose them. Hypocritical spirit. That hypocritical spirit. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Hypocrite, that hypocrite, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay, for the Word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. And it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Loose them and come out. You can't hide from the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out that sweet spirit. The sweet spirit. Come on out. Let them go. I call out a caffeine spirit. Caffeine. Alcohol. I call out alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call addiction. Addiction to alcohol. Addiction to drugs. All types of drugs. Amphetamines and uppers and downers. Any type of drug. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call the addiction to drugs out. I call a desire for the drugs out. In the name of the Lord, no, loose them and come out. You're here and you've got to go. I see you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let this people go. You can't stay. You cannot stay in this people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all those drug spirits, the addiction, you can't stay. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call that for the taste, the desire and the taste for alcohol. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I call arrested development, that's that demon of arrested development. Loose them and come out, loose them and come out. You're a liar, you can't stay, you cannot. You release God's people and let them grow normally now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of there, come out in Jesus' name, arrested development. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Mental retardation, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mind control, come on out, in Jesus' name, I call that God of sports, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go, in Jesus' name, loose them and come out. Call fears out. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. You can't stay, fear. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name, fear of the dark, fear of being alone, fear of snakes, great fears, small fears, all types of fear. Fear. Don't tell me you don't have fear. Come out. Come out. It's there and you've got to go. You can't stay in this people. Come on out. Fear. Fear. Loose them and let them go. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For He is Lord. I call the glory of God down on you in the name of Jesus. How dare you insult my God? Come out, fear. You're a liar and a thief. You cannot stay in this body. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. I call self-pity. Self-pity in Jesus' name. Lying. Lying. Stealing from God. I call stealing from God that spirit that causes us not to tithe. That's stealing from God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release you from the bondage and I command that spirit to leave. That spirit that stops you from tithing. Tells you it'll not be enough. It'll never be enough in the kitty to pay the bills. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the bondage of that not tithing spirit. I break fear of dying. Fear of dying in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break a deaf spirit. In the name of Jesus, I call a deaf spirit out. In Jesus' name. You loose these ears. You loose the ears of God's people. You cannot stay. Deaf. Deafness. Deafness in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Who's got back trouble? Who's got a pain in the back? There's one. Two, three. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, release all of us. You've shown me that there's a back problem here, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that spirit to go that's put the pain on each one of us. Father, let us receive. Let us not be so haughty we can't receive from you. I command you, Satan, loose my body. Loose my body in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as you do, loose every one of those who raise their hand in the name of Jesus. Let me not be proud that I can't receive from you, Lord. Make that demon leave my back. Let it be normal again, just as you made it, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come against those spirits that speak to you in your head, hearing voices. I tell you to be silent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those voices in the head, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against soul travel. Soul travel in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit that causes soul travel in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Soul travel. Blasphemy. Spirit of blasphemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Motor mouth. That one that talks all the time. That motor mouth. I come against that motor mouth spirit in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Loud talking. Defiance. Defiance. Strife. Strife and discord. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Strife and discord. Disease, spirits of disease, all types of disease. Even disease we don't even know we got. I curse those diseases. And I ask the Lord to free you from the disease in your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the bondage of AIDS over anyone here in the name of the Lord Jesus. AIDS, that spirit of AIDS, only God can cure AIDS. There's no other way out. Only God can cure AIDS. And I break that curse and I release you from the bondage. I release you from the bondage of TB and lung problems. I curse cancer, and I command cancer to dry up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the growths, all unnatural growths, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to dry up, never to bear fruit in the body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all types of cancer, all cancer, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. All skin disease, allergies, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirit of blindness, heart attacks, witchcraft. I curse witchcraft and I command the witchcraft out. In Jesus' name, all the curses of witchcraft. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Unteachableness, spirit of unteachableness. I command.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.